NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by your Ford dealer, the place you gotta go to see what's going on. Here is Lou Wood.
Anti-war demonstrations are underway in New York, Chicago, and other major cities across the country. The marches brought to an end the tacit moratorium on anti-war protest during the first weeks of the Nixon administration. For a report on anti-war activities, here are two of our correspondents on the scene. First, John Wolfe in New York, then Ray James in Chicago.
It is raining hard in Central Park, but that doesn't matter to the thousands assembled here to protest the war in Vietnam. They marched 20 blocks up Manhattan's 6th Avenue to get here. Every group against the draft and the war is here. There are some servicemen on active duty in the crowd. Three of them burned their military identification cards. A rock and roll band has been entertaining, and a long list of speakers are scheduled. A heavy police detail is on duty, and there have been no incidents. John Wolfe, NBC News, reporting.
Chicago's famous State Street is at a virtual standstill this afternoon. Thousands of persons have taken it over for a peaceful peace march that will culminate with an anti-Vietnam war speech from the near south side. The mood is mixed. Many of the marchers in a jovial mood, while others appear deadly serious. But they all march with one purpose in mind: to end the war in Vietnam. There have been no incidents along the parade route. In fact, the police have been extremely friendly. Ray James, NBC News, Chicago.
It is already Easter morn in Vietnam. There is no stillness for many American troops. Not far from Saigon, a U.S. unit tangled with a North Vietnamese force for over 2 hours. 81 of the enemy were killed. 4 American soldiers died and 13 were wounded in the battle. More news after this from Ford.
There are only about 2 weeks to go till Maverick arrives. Maverick, the new small car from Ford. Import buyers will want to wait until April 17th, but you others, well, here's news. Right now, your Ford dealer is having a countdown sale, knocking down prices as he counts down the days till Maverick arrives. You get sensational buys on a Galaxy 500 with special list price reductions on popular options totaling up to $144. The countdown sale includes the Fairlane hardtop with price reductions on popular options that add up to $101. You always save on a Falcon, but the countdown sale reduces popular Falcon option prices another $52. And the Mustang Sports Roof is priced lower than a comparable 68 model. Right now, it's also equipped with options at special prices. Mustang, a neat package at a price reduction of up to $173. That's right, $173. Your Ford dealer's countdown sale is on now. So now's the time you got to go see him and save. Once again, Lou Wood.
So far, Pennsylvania State Police have totaled 4 dead and 17 wounded in a bizarre shooting incident along the Pennsylvania Turnpike today. The Highway Patrol has pieced together the story like this. A motorist started shooting near the High Spire Service Plaza about 10 miles east of Harrisburg. He killed the woman with him, started firing at passing cars, then killed himself. 2 of the passing motorists died and 17 were hurt either by bullets or shattered window glass. The wife of a Skokie, Illinois man that is alive today with an artificial heart has appealed for a human heart donor. Shirley Karp said it is only a guess how long her husband, Haskell Karp, can survive with the plastic and fabric artificial heart, which was placed in his chest at Houston's St. Luke's Hospital today, a medical first. Karp is reported alert and in satisfactory condition. Mrs. Karp talked with newsmen about her husband's views on life.
My husband's a young man. He wants to live. My son's going to be married in September. He wants to be there. He wants to see his other children. I had a 19-year-old boy and an 11-year-old boy. He wants to see them grow. He wants to enjoy some of the good things in life.
Mrs. Shirley Karp, whose husband has an artificial heart and needs a human donor. More in a moment.
Ford's new small car, Maverick, arrives April 17th, okay? And to keep Ford dealers' record-breaking sales counting up, your Ford dealer is having a countdown sale. He's knocking down prices as he counts down the days till Maverick, with sensational buys on Mustang sports roofs, priced lower than a comparable 68 model. Right now, it's also equipped with options at special prices and is wrapped up in a neat package at a price reduction of up to $173. That's right, $173. So see your Ford dealer during his countdown sale.
2 Cuban diplomats have been prohibited from returning to their posts in New York, according to the State Department. State said only that the two Cubans were engaged in questionable activities outside the scope of their official duties. Once again, the hour's top story, thousands of persons paraded in New York, Chicago, and other cities across the nation today against the Vietnam War. Lou Wood, NBC News, reporting.
Listen again on the hour, and Ford brings you NBC Monitor News. This is Monitor, with music by Whistlin' Jack Smith. The title is Only When I Larf. I don't want to quibble, but that sounds like a neat trick. Did you ever know anyone who could whistle and larf at the same time? Monitor 69, and in case you're just joining us, I'll identify myself. I'm Gary Moore. Actually, of course, it's the other way around, isn't it? I'm just joining you. Since this is only my second outing as your monitor host, I'm not too sure what's happening yet, but I do know this much. It's awful nice to be back with my first love, radio. So while I figure out what to do next, let's hear music by the Fifth Dimension, Aquarius.
The dawning of the age.
wide open spaces of your backyard this weekend, take along some Miller High Life beer. And in between raking and mowing and planting, take time out for a Miller. Miller makes it right. Hearty, robust, deep down good. You'll go back to work with a smile on your face. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Next on the line with Bob Considine, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
I find travel very broadening. Since I started traveling, I bet I've gained 50 pounds. So watch it, Mac. I'll be back with some other startling revelations. Now, here's something to remember from Mutual of Omaha.
Traveling, traveling, traveling on, going to the places people are gone. Come along, come along, and see the world. Going to the places where the people have gone.
We're always on the move, aren't we? Cross country, across town, distance makes no difference when it comes to an accident. Mutual of Omaha can't keep you from getting hurt or getting sick, but they can protect you against the ever higher cost. Mutual of Omaha Health Insurance can pay you for hospital and doctor bills, and even provide cash for living expenses. And it does what most health insurance won't do. Goes right on paying even when you're out of the hospital and recovering at home. So why take chances? Call the man from Mutual of Omaha today. You can trust him to provide the benefits you need when you need them. After all, he's from Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
Here's some exclusive understatements about how to comport yourself if abroad, or even if you're a fellow who happens to be traveling abroad. If you're of Irish extraction and go to Ireland for the first time, always a sentimental journey, don't look for any outburst of sentimentality from your third cousin once removed. You may have the same name and have thought of this dear meeting for years and years, but don't expect cousin third removed to fall on his knees before you, just because you come from the land where, as everybody in Ireland knows, the streets are paved with gold. Chances are he'll take a very dim view of you if you put on any airs, real or imagined. The last time I went back to my old place, Ennis, in County Clare, and looked up Jack Considine, the butcher, and said, "Top of the morning to you, Jack o' me by." He stopped his cleaver in midair, looked at me, and said, "You're getting fat." Now you take Paris. If you want to go to the Ritz, probably one of the great hotels of all time, and certainly a landmark in Paris, don't give the cab driver any such preposterous order as, "The Ritz, please." He will refuse to understand you. So in all humility, you will say, "La Ritz, Ritz, the Ritz, Ritz," whatever comes to you. But eventually, after you may have gone around the Arc de Triomphe a couple of times, and you helplessly again try to say a simple thing like Ritz, the driver inevitably will say, "Ah, Hotel Ritz, why didn't you say so?" Going to England, well, don't become offended if a Britisher does not shake your cheerfully extended hand when you're introduced. The British just don't shake hands as much as we do. They look upon handshaking with the same wariness that you look upon Eskimo nose rubbing. Israel? Well, now, if you get up to Jerusalem and take in the Billy Rose Modernistic Sculpture Garden, buy yourself a guidebook first. Else, how will you know that a blob of metal that looks like a direct hit on an ironworks is really a nude descending a staircase? The last time my wife and I were there, we found only one bit of sculpture to flip over. It was a mobile, a kind of gaunt thing with an arm that worked up and down, in and out of the ground. "Beautiful," I said to a gardener. "What's it called?" He looked at me steadily and said, "It's called a water pump." If it's Rome you're headed for, dearie, expect to be pinched on you-know-what if you pause for a second to throw a coin in the Fountain of Trevi. In Moscow, don't laugh if you see a couple of tough-looking soldiers strolling along Gorky Street holding hands. You could get a fat lip for that laugh. Madrid, don't tell a Maddalena that bullfighting is cruel. He'll probably remind you that there's no listing in Spanish phone books for the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children, as there are in this country. One more thing. Take along plenty of dough. This is Bob Considine for Monitor. Now let's hear from Mutual of Omaha.
Traveling, traveling, traveling on, going to the places people are gone. Come along, come along, and see the world. Going to the places where the people are gone.
Wherever you go, take along the health insurance that goes everywhere. Get all-round protection from Mutual of Omaha.
Get cash when you need it most, when you're sick or hurt. See the man from Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
On the Line with Bob Considine will be heard again tomorrow, presented by Mutual of Omaha and its life insurance affiliate, United of Omaha, here on the Monitor Beacon.
McCormick seasoning, McCormick spice, make the food you prepare taste extra nice. McCormick, the house of flavor.
Did you know that McCormick's spaghetti sauce mix makes spaghetti sauce that tastes better than ready-made every time? Use McCormick's spaghetti sauce mix. It has imported mushrooms for spaghetti with a real Italian accent.
McCormick, the house of flavor.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen, past the potato chips. He stopped at the beer department. He picks up a six-pack. No, he put it back. Wait, he picks it up. It's a six-pack of Michelob. Next time you're in the beer department, remember, only you can prevent mediocrity. In beer going first class is Michelob. Period.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
This garden, all alone, without the one I love. 'Cause today is a day I'm gonna bring my rose to stay. Oh, I waited patiently, now the time is right for me, so I'll reach down, lie on the ground, and pick a rose for my love. 'Cause somehow I know she knows this love deep in my heart is still alive. I'll pick a rose for my rose, 'cause the day I'm gonna go and bring her back to me right by my side. I'm coming wrong years ago when I was just a boy, and her wealthy parents didn't fancy me, so they sent my rose away to a far off lonely place. But when it was time to leave, my rose cried out to me, remember me. That's why you see, I'll pick a rose for my rose, 'cause somehow I know she knows this love deep in my heart is still alive. I'll pick a rose for my rose, 'cause the day I'm gonna go and bring her back to me right by my side. I'm coming round, yeah, I'm coming round, 'cause this love deep in my heart is in a line.
Jerry Moore here from Monitor, and that was Eddie Fisher's latest, I'll Pick a Rose for My Rose, not to be confused with My Wild Irish Rose, written back in 1899. The year the Four Cohans were performing on Broadway, Carrie Nation was wrecking saloons with her trusty axe, and James J. Jeffries won the heavyweight title from Bob Fitzsimmons. Ah, but why should I make a big thing out of that wonderful year? Somebody's probably done that already.
Man, this food is great.
I know, but I am paying for it with heartburn and gas.
Don't you carry Digel with you?
Digel?
Sure, when you eat too well, demand Digel.
Why?
Because Digel is the extra action antacid.
What do you mean?
Well, the Digel gives you more complete relief. Digel not only neutralizes excess acid, it has the extra action of simethicone, which breaks up bubbles of gas. Here, I've got some Digel tablets with me. They'll fix you up fast.
Thanks.
Comes in liquid, too, at all drug counters. D-I-G-E-L, Digel. Now, don't forget it.
What?
When you eat too well, demand Digel.
Boy, will I ever.
When you get a minor kitchen burn, stop the pain with Solarcaine.
more effective than ordinary first aids that have no pain-killing ingredients. Sorlacaine contains benzocaine, medication used by doctors. Cools, soothes, aids healing. Stop skin pain with Sorlacaine. Spray, lotion, or cream.
Chris Economaki reports on the International Auto Show. Next up on Monitor Sports, brought to you by Wynn Oil Company, the world's leading additive company.
Wynn's Charge and other oil treatments come in cans. That's the similarity. The differences, however, are much more important. Wynn's Charge is made to do more for your car's engine. Smooth, honey-thick charge restores compression. Charge stops excessive oil burning, quiets noisy engines. But only Charge contains Wynn's friction proofing to fight friction and wear. Charge also guards against oil oxidation deposits to keep engines cleaner. And Charge has anti-acid agents to reduce corrosion damage and costly repairs. Where you get gas or service, get Charge for total power. It does more for your car's engine. Switch to Charge. Made by Wynn Oil Company, the world's leading additive company.
Now here's Chris Economaki.
The International Auto Show at the New York Coliseum opened this morning, and a host of new models are on display, many of which are cars. If you can avoid looking at the glamorous girls that decorate most of the exhibits, the most performance-oriented show in the 13-year history of the exhibition shines through. There are idea cars, racing cars, and cars of today, most with hop-up items, special bodies, and psychedelic paint jobs. Don't try and find a black four-door sedan anywhere unless you go to the Rolls-Royce booth, where their $29,200 model offers only one option, $245 worth of carpeting. Among the sleek idea cars, there's the Buick Century Cruiser, Chevrolet's Astro 3, the AMX 2, Chrysler's Concept 70X, and the Pontiac Cirrus. Among the competition machinery on hand include the Sebring-winning Ford GT40 and an MGC GT, an Alpine Renault Le Mans, a Trans Am Javelin, Mercury's new Spoiler 2, which won at Atlanta last Sunday, and a first look at Bill Lear's Indianapolis steam car. For cars that one can buy and drive, the big attention getter is Ford's Maverick, making its public debut. Priced at $19.95, the stateside answer to the Volkswagen is clean, sleek, and extremely handsome. From the great crowds milling around the stand, it appears as though Ford has another Mustang on their hands. Way out visitors to the show will get a kick out of the Paint Your Triumph display offered by British Leyland Motors, the see-through seats on the Subaru Star from Japan, and the mod colors that seem to predominate throughout all four floors of the exhibition, biggest ever. For followers of racing, drivers aplenty can be found to talk with, ranging from international ace Dan Gurney, stock car standout Cale Yarborough, and U.S. road racing champion Mark Donahue. And if you want to find out how good or bad a driver you are, the Pirelli stand has a computer that really knows how to insult you. The show runs from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. through next Sunday. This is Chris Economaki for Monitor Sport.
And now a word about State Farm.
I'm Don Adams. My State Farm agent said I could save money by getting a low-cost homeowner's policy from State Farm. He also said State Farm Fire and Casualty is the world's largest homeowner's insurer. Then he asked if I had any questions. Yes, I said. Who's the world's largest homeowner?
For your home, your car, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Here's a Monitor tip for campers and outdoorsmen. Before you pitch your tent, put down a sheet of plastic slightly smaller than the floor of the tent. Then when you break camp, the bottom of your tent will be dry and clean and ready to fold for packing. Now this word from your A to Z rental center.
This is Ed McMahon with a word about America's favorite sport, camping. You know, every year, millions of people head for the hills, the valleys, the rivers, and the streams where food tastes better and the sleep refreshes a man. One of the big reasons more people are enjoying the fun of camping is your nearby A to Z rental center. Thanks to A to Z, you don't have to store and maintain camping equipment that you use so seldom. In fact, you don't even have to haul it where you want to go. Thanks to A to Z's exclusive reserve it here, pick it up there plan. You can reserve any camping gear you need, from a trailer to a lantern, at your local A to Z center, and pick it up at the A to Z center nearest your campsite. You save yourself the long haul, save heavy tolls, and you save on rental rates because you don't start paying for the equipment until you pick it up. So small wonder we say if you want an easier life, rent it from A to Z. You'll find your nearest A to Z rental center listed under rental service in the Yellow Pages.
With Zazwer Ira, a word that gets quite a laugh among Spanish-speaking people, but only when they hear me pronounce it. Let me pronounce something else for you. The Oak Flooring Institute is pleased to announce that oak floors are in again. Well, in fact, they've never been out. For a time, though, when the wall-to-wall urge rolled around the country, some people actually covered up their beautiful oak floors with the monotonous, one-color look of wall-to-wall carpeting. But today's leading interior designers have started a trend back to exposed oak floors and area rugs, and floors have started to swing again. These designers like the look of rich-colored oriental rugs on gleaming oak floors, or bright contemporary accent rugs on dark-finished oak. Whatever you want to do with a room, however you want to decorate it, oak fits right in. Its beautiful grain and coloring brings the warmth of nature into any setting. New urethane finishes make oak floors easier than ever to care for. And oak's beauty is permanent. You'll never have to replace your oak floors. If you're buying a new home, don't get caught in the wall-to-wall fad. Insist on the floor that's always in style, oak. You don't take a chance with oak floors. This is Gary Moore for Coast to Coast Monitor. In Central West Virginia, you keep up with the weekend world on station WBOY Clarksburg. We'll pause right here for a roll call of all our monitor stations, and then we'll be right back.
I'm Mason Williams, one of the Now people, I guess, joining Roscoe next week here on NBC Radio.
What are you eating, Glenn?
I'm having a delicious Ritz's hamburger.
Mmm, it's great. Does it really taste that good?
Don't be naive. A Ritz's hamburger is a triumph of culinary art.
You really think that Ritz's serves the finest hamburgers in the whole world?
Naturally, nothing's too good for me.
You always eat at Ritz's, don't you, Glenn?
Of course, only the best people eat at Ritz's.
You know something, Glenn?
What?
You're a gourmet.
And here's news about the newest Wetsons, now open in Riverside, Connecticut, on the Boston Post Road between the Thruway Shopping Center and the New Englander Motor Inn.
The Big Wilson Show. It's man-sized. Weekdays 9 to noon on WNBC Radio 660, New York.
This is Mike Moss, WNBC News. It's 4:30, 64 degrees in New York, and cloudy with some rain. About 50,000 persons have taken part so far in the anti-war march up 6th Avenue to Central Park. Police estimated a few minutes ago that about 40,000 persons are now gathered around the Central Park bandshell near 5th Avenue and 72nd Street for an afternoon of speeches. Marchers are still walking up 6th Avenue past the WNBC offices, which are at 50th Street. The parade has been peaceful. Intermittent rain showers throughout the afternoon have caused some demonstrators to leave the Central Park area. The protest of the American Vietnam policy is a nationwide thing. Along with the march up 6th Avenue and the rally in Central Park, there are similar protest activities taking place in at least 41 other cities across the country. There are about 150 servicemen taking part in today's demonstration here in New York. At the bandshell in Central Park, several of the servicemen burned what they said were their military identification papers. The crowd cheered. Brooklyn Congressman Hugh Carey says if he is elected mayor, he will only serve for one term. Carey is expected to announce Monday that he is a candidate for the Democratic mayoral nomination. Just getting the nomination may be a tough job, since there are already seven men entered in the race. Carey said today City Controller Mario Procaccino is the frontrunner right now. Rutgers University students in Newark are barking up the wrong tree, according to Rutgers President Mason Gross. The students are boycotting classes to protest the refusal of the Rutgers Board of Governors to give the Newark branch more money for construction. Gross says today the student boycott won't do a thing toward changing the mind of the Board of Governors. Gross says instead of boycotting and demonstrating, there should be another bond issue put before New Jersey voters for university construction. Last year, New Jersey voters approved a $990 million bond program. Approximately one-third of the money was to be used to finance education programs, including some construction on college campuses. Dr. Herbert Welch died today at his New York City home. He was 106. The Reverend Dr. Welch was the retired bishop of the United Methodist Church. Queens clergymen, upset over recent firebombings in the Jamaica section, have announced plans for a protest march Monday. They'll visit the scenes of firebombings at two churches yesterday. The demonstrators will go to the Allen African Methodist Episcopal Church on Merrick Road and to the Community Baptist Church at 108th Avenue to indicate the anger of the community at the desecrations. Police are continuing their efforts to find the persons who tossed the firebombs at the Jamaica Queens churches. Four persons are now known to have died in a shooting incident today on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. 17 others were injured, including two critically. Police say a man apparently murdered a woman passenger in his car, then shot bullets across the heavily traveled turnpike before shooting himself to death. The incident occurred between the Harrisburg East and the Lebanon-Lancaster exits of the Pennsylvania Turnpike. 5,783 men today took walk-in examinations for the police department at four high schools in the city. No application was needed prior to taking the exams. Those who passed the tests will be given physical qualification examinations, and if they pass those, they'll be eligible for jobs as patrolmen at a minimum salary of $8,424 a year. An artificial heart implanted in a Skokie, Illinois man in an historic operation at St. Luke's Hospital in Houston is functioning well. Doctors are waiting for a suitable human heart to be used in a transplant operation. The New York Rangers meet the Metropolitan Montreal Canadiens tonight at Madison Square Garden for their National Hockey League playoff game. The Yankees game with the San Francisco Giants at the stadium was called off today because of rain. The weather cloudy and mild with occasional showers and possibly a thunderstorm this afternoon or evening, high 60 to 65, showers ending early tonight. Right now it's 64 degrees and cloudy with rain in New York. Once again, the hour's top story, about 50,000 persons have taken part so far in the anti-war march up 6th Avenue. Mike Moss, WNBC News. Now back to Monitor.
When a young man's fancy turns, it's for love his poor heart yearns.
Off we go again. Gary Moore here at the Monitor microphone with music by Shango, Day After Day.
Day after day, more people come to L.A. Shh, don't you tell anybody, the whole place slipping away.
Where can we go when there's no San Francisco? Shh, better get ready to tie up the boat in Idaho.
Swim, you better learn quick, Jim.
Those who don't know to swim better sing the hymn.
Tuna at the bowl, fine fillet of mutton.
No, no, no.
what can you do with a bushel of let go? Day after day, more people come to LA. Shh, don't you tell anybody, the whole place shaking away. Where can we go when there's no San Francisco? Shh, better get ready to tie up the boat in Idaho.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Lincoln Mercury went in.
I gave it the office.
Hey, look at us now. We've got the winners and how. Lincoln Mercury leads the way.
Give me a winner any day, or else a loser with money.
We have an all new Monte Go this year. Nothing comes near. Stand up and cheer, winner.
Take a photograph of a Mercury Montego out to your garage and see how nervous your old car gets.
Montego is here, drive over there this year.
You realize the Montego is priced so low, you can afford to buy me all kinds of luxury extras.
Great. And we can trade you in for the works.
Lincoln Mercury.
Now, a word from our alternate sponsor. Next, Dacron by DuPont, A Man's Way to Stay Neat with Style, presents Focus on the News with Chet Huntley, a look at the complex problems of negotiating peace in the Middle East, and some possibilities for a new approach in 1 minute.
Went downtown to buy a suit, looking for a real beaut. Man said Dacron's what to buy. Dacron style's a sock in the eye. Suit yourself with Dacron, cause Dacron suits your style. You look great, no wrinkles about it. Dacron suits your style. Try to plan, try to stripe, even tried an offbeat type. Made me feel about 10 feet tall. Before I left, I bought them all. Suit yourself with Dacron, cause Dacron suits your style. You look great, no wrinkles about it. Dacron suits your style. Dacron suits your style.
See fine tailored suits with Dacron by Worcester Tex at your favorite store now. Now here's Chet Huntley.
Several weeks ago, Moshe Dayan, the popular military figure of Israel, now threatening to become a political figure in his own right, made a statement which has been largely overlooked. He said that the time might be near when Israel could or would deal more meaningfully with the Arab guerrillas. It was something to bear in mind, and Dayan was not talking just off the top of his head. Here in the West, we're beginning to hear and see and learn about the leadership of the several guerrilla organizations now operating in the Middle East, most of them in Jordan. It's beginning to occur to us, and perhaps it had already occurred to Dayan, that some of this guerrilla leadership is more stable and more reliable than is the leadership of the Arab nations surrounding Israel. The best-known guerrilla leader is Yasser Arafat. A number of Western journalists have now had long interviews with him, and this is rather a new sort of Arab leader. He is, for example, obsessed with none of the nonsense about the total liquidation of Israel. He subscribes to Israel's right to sovereignty and recognition and use of nearby waterways. Indeed, Arafat has talked in terms of a future state which he says might be called Palestine, part of it Arab and part of it Israeli, but joined together in a federalist bond. Meanwhile, not all Israelis are deaf to these ideas. A bitter political fight is now building up in Israel between those who advocate a continued war against the Arabs and those who propose a settlement now and an end to territorial expansion. One of the more promising and hopeful developments is the manner in which Arafat is staying out of traditional Arab politics. He has no connection with Nasser, none with Hussein of Jordan, less with the Syrians and Iraqis. Some of this might well be borne in mind by the representatives of the big four nations, as they now undertake their exertions to write a settlement for the Middle East. An entirely new approach might be an improvement over a patch-up job with the same old cast of characters. This is Chet Huntley, NBC News, for Monitor.
10-15 years ago, it was much easier to be a suit. The average blue serge hung around pretty close to home. Today, a suit is always on the go, and nobody knows that better than Worsted Tex. Worsted Tex clothes with press-holding Daquan polyester give a man great fashion and lasting quality at sensible prices. Here are clothes that fit the times. Worsted Tex with Daquan.
You look great, no wrinkles about it. Daquan suits your style. Daquan suits your style.
See fine tailored suits with Daquan by Worsted Tex at your favorite store now. Focus on the News with Chet Huntley will be heard again tomorrow, presented by Daquan, here on the Monitor Beacon.
If you feel like a man who's just had his portrait taken or is about to serve champagne or date the best-looking woman in town, you're probably also the man who just bought a new suit at Broad Street's. Broad Street's make you feel and look like a leader. It's national-branded men's clothing that's earned its good name for quality and responsibility from one end of the country to the other. Broad Street's carries the top brands such as Worsted Tex. For instance, their suit of Space Age Vibra, their exclusive blend that combines the endurance of Daquan polyester, the rich look of premium worsteds, and the luster of mohair. Worsted Tex, perfection tailored in natural shoulder, classics, and contemporary models from $79.95. When you buy a new suit at Broad Street's with a national brand label, Broad Street's does all the worrying for you. You just concentrate on picking the style and fabric you like. Stop by one of the Broad Street's 11 stores in the metropolitan New York area for a try-on. All stores open late Thursday. Open a Broad Street's charge account and take many months to pay.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
Here's Peggy Lee with her new one, the spinning wheel. I want to tell you, the bass player should get time and a half because they got him working overtime. Just listen.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel. Got to go round, talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheel, all alone, talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. By the river.
your painted pony, let the spinning wheel ride.
As the wheel spins off into the distance, we push on with Monitor 69. Gary Moore here. This weekend, we're touching on the subject of travel. And if your plans include a trip to our nation's capital during the current school recess, your kids won't want to miss the big annual White House Easter egg roll. We'll hear all about that in just a moment.
The Indianapolis 500. More than just an auto race, the 500 is the world's most punishing proving grounds. Nobody knows the outcome, but one thing's sure. STP will be there. Andy Granatelli will see to that.
Best place I know to test STP oil treatment. We'll be running a 318 Plymouth engine this time and our specially designed flying wedge body. Should be interesting for STP and for Plymouth.
Get the edge for your family car. Have your service station add STP to your oil. And run racer sharp.
All year long, visitors from all parts of the country, and from other countries too, stream through the White House in Washington, D.C. But the general public is allowed into the White House grounds only once a year for the annual egg roll at Easter time. Well, that event is coming up Monday, and for a description of it, Dick Valeriani, NBC News, talked with a couple of the presiding functionaries.
Mr. Davies, some of us think of an egg roll as something you get in a Chinese restaurant. What is a White House Easter egg roll?
Well, it's a traditional thing, Dick, that has been going on since at least the Hayes administration, and perhaps even back as far as the Grant administration, but it's a gathering of children on the Monday after Easter to simply have picnics in the White House grounds and do Easter egg hunts and Easter egg rolls down the slopes of the White House lawn.
Is this for everybody, Mr. Davies?
No. It's basically for the children and children under 12, and adults that want to come in need to be accompanied by children under 12.
Officer Harvey Pryor of the White House Police, you've seen a number of these egg rolls. What are they like?
Well, Dick, most of them are the same. They're usually pretty hectic. We have a large number of people trying to get into them. Normally what happens, the children get together, assisted by Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. They get into little groups, form games, they begin throwing their eggs. This consists of either rolling them down a hill, trying to see who can get them the furthest, or playing catch with them. And there's usually a large mess to be cleaned up after one of these egg rollers. I must admit, there are many children there bringing in parents who do not belong to them. This is a big game at the gates. We have the children come in with one set of parents, and next thing you know, you're looking around, there's the same child with a different set of parents as he comes walking in. This is one way a lot of the adults gain access into the grounds.
Dick, it might be worth noting that this is from 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon on Easter Monday, the 7th of April. And I might make note of the fact, too, that the White House will be open to visitors during that same period from 10 until 2.
Mr. Davies, do you think the participants will get to see the President or Mrs. Nixon or Tricia Nixon?
It is possible. This will, of course, depend upon the President's and the First Family's schedule that day. And we may very well, because his schedule is so heavy, we may not know until that day whether or not it's possible for them to see the President.
Who supplies the eggs?
They are supplied by the people themselves.
Do you need an egg to get in?
No, I don't think so. As long as the child is under 12 and the adult happens to be with such a child.
Thank you very much. John Davies, head of the Office of White House Visitors, and Officer Harvey Pryor of the White House Police. And happy egg rolling.
Thank you very much, Dick.
Thank you very much, Dick. This is Richard Valeriani, NBC News at the White House, reporting for Monitor.
Hey, that'd be a good way to make some extra money. Go to the White House on Monday and start a rent-a-kid service. Why not? And since this is Easter weekend, let's see how the weatherman is going to treat all of those new hats that you ladies bought. The man says that most of the nation will have sunny and dry weather tomorrow, but some showers are expected in northern Florida and along the South Atlantic coast. Also, there'll be some snow flurries in the mountainous areas of Montana, Idaho, Arizona, and Southern California. For the rest of the country, the forecast is for clear, mild weather.
When a man starts putting on weight, he comes to that point where he either must buy new clothes or go on a diet. And it's a lot easier for most to get new clothes. There comes a time also when the gradual deterioration of the rubber in your wiper blades reaches a point where they're streaking your windshield in bad weather, dangerously blurring your vision. Now you should, to survive, either get new wiper blades or refills, or stop driving. So it's easy. Just look for the big bright yellow AMCO windshield wiper service cabinet. They're in service stations everywhere. Have the man quick fit your car with the right AMCO blade or refill to put your wipers in brand new wiping condition. You'll recognize AMCO. They're the top quality push-button refillable blade. And you ask the man who sells them. He knows the quality and craftsmanship that is built into every blade he sells. And if he doesn't ask you if your wiper blades are streaking your windshield, you remind him and ask for AMCO. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
Yesterday at St. Luke's Hospital in Houston, Texas, a medical team headed by Dr. Denton A. Cooley implanted an artificial heart into the chest of Haskell Karp, a temporary measure until and if a donor can be found for a human heart transplant. Dr. Cooley explains the value of the plastic artificial heart.
If a patient were to die in the operating room undergoing some type of heart surgery, a donor cannot be summoned immediately. Because they're not available. These donors appear only at unexpected times. And this would permit us to prolong life in the recipient until we could get a donor. And I hope that we can demonstrate the feasibility of this approach by finding a donor for him.
Last week, Dr. Cooley had spoken to Monitor's Carol Thomas about the difficulties of getting people to offer themselves as donors of human organs.
In a recent speech you made in New York, you called some of the medical profession faint-hearted. To what extent have your colleagues in medicine hindered your work?
Well, I think that they haven't been so in open fashion toward me, but I suspect that it's probably because of them that we have not had donors. Because actually, from a practical standpoint, most of the donors are obtained by a physician talking to the next of kin after someone has undergone some sort of a serious or fatal type of accident. And the profession or the physicians probably are not moved to suggest and promote this idea of organ transplantation.
For a while, there was a great flurry of transplant operations. Now there are very few. Why? Has the donor well run dry?
We haven't had but one suitable donor in the last 3 months. 6 months ago, we anticipated that we'd have a rapid increase in donors. Actually, there's been a decrease. I think that the news of failure has discouraged the inexperienced people. Actually, you see, we're working with something entirely new, and I suppose that everyone assumed that we would have complete success. Merely because these patients had survived the operation, they expected them to live forever. This, as we have told the public and the profession before, is a mostly palliative type of operation, something to perhaps prolong life and improve the quality of life, but it certainly doesn't ensure immortality for a survivor.
Today, the patient's wife, Mrs. Karp, broadcast an eloquent appeal.
Someone somewhere, please hear my plea. A plea for a heart for my husband. I see him lying there, breathing, and knowing that within his chest is a man-made implement where there should be a God-given heart. How long can he survive? One can only guess. I cry without tears. I wait hopefully. Our children wait hopefully. And we pray. The Lord give us and the Lord take us. Maybe somewhere there is a gift of a heart for my husband. Please.
That was Mrs. Haskell Karp's appeal in behalf of her husband. T and the MGs. I don't know who thinks up the names for those groups, but if he ever gets cured, it'll take a lot of the fun out of life for the rest of us. Still, I probably shouldn't cast the first stone. I call myself Gary Moore, but my real name is Thomas Garrison Morfitt. And with that great confession off my chest, I would like to invite you to stay tuned now for NBC Monitor News just ahead.